Hi, I'm Anne Curzan. I'm a professor of English and linguistics at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. The English language is always on the move, and this is a source of delight to me. Younger speakers are saying on accident rather than by accident. Must, in the sense of obligation, is on the decline, and have to is on the ascent. I love it. Language change also keeps me in business as a historian of the English language. But I recognize that language can also be a source of anxiety, whether that is because you worry that all this change is ruining the language, or perhaps because you have a sense there are rules out there that you never learned and might trip you up. This is exactly why I wrote this most recent book, Says Who. I wear multiple hats. I'm a linguist who studies how language varies across communities and changes over time. I'm an English professor who wants to make sure students can make fully informed choices as writers and speakers as they navigate all the ideas about correctness and rules about good usage that are out there. I'm also a copy editor who notices every comma, and a former member of the American Heritage Dictionary Usage Panel, which I'll come back to. I am my mother's daughter, and as you will learn in the book, she was an academic and an editor who had strong feelings about right and wrong in language. She also loved sparring with me about different ways to think about usage once I became a linguist. This book is designed to be that kind of lively conversation about usage. And one of my key messages is that we can care deeply about language and still embrace change and variation, and be kinder to each other about usage. The title of the book is designed to give all of us permission to ask, says who, when we're told that some bit of usage isn't acceptable. But we don't stop there, just challenging accepted wisdom about what is and isn't acceptable. We need to get more information to answer the fundamental question, is this a useful usage rule or not? And useful in what context? We can then make an informed decision as a speaker or writer, focused on clarity and rhetorical effectiveness, about prevalence and personal preferences. And with more information, we can be more generous listeners and readers when we encounter language that surprises us or perhaps even jars us. People can be very judgy about language, and one of my goals is to inject more kindness and fun, along with better information, into our conversations about usage.